This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I like talking to you about what I find amazing about the Quran. Today what I want to talk to you about is a comparison of two ayat again, one belonging to Surah Luqman, the 31st surah, and the other Surah Al-Jathiyah, the 45th surah of the Quran. They both talk about an arrogant person who refuses to listen to the message. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا When our ayat, when our revelations are recited onto him, he turns away himself and others in arrogance. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا As though he hadn't even heard him. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا As though both of his ears have a barrier, some kind of a plug inside of them. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Then congratulate him of a painful punishment. So a person, just summarizing, turns away in arrogance when revelation is recited, as though he hadn't even heard it, as though there's plugs in his ears, congratulate him of a painful punishment. That's the essence of what is said in Surah Luqman. Now Allah says in Surah Al-Jathiyah, يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ He listens to the ayat of Allah being recited onto him. You'll notice that it's very similar. ثُمَّ يُصِرُّ مُسْتَكْبِرًا Then even after having heard them, he turns away insisting and turns away insisting on arrogance. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا As though he hadn't even heard them. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Then congratulate him of painful punishment. Notice this time, Allah said, as though he hadn't even heard them, but he didn't say, as though there are barriers in his ears. There's no mention of barriers in the ears. For this one goes out to the Hufadh out there, who, you know, when they hear these kinds of ayat, they switch tracks, and they're like, is there كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا in this one or not? Is there barriers in this one or that one? I get confused. Well, let me give you a tip. This is again perfection of Qur'an and subtlety. Surah Al-Jathiyah, as opposed to Surah Luqman. Now this is, I'm going to add some, my personal deviation here. Just bear with me. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. But just stuff that goes on in my head. Surah Luqman is actually talking about entertainment. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عَلْمٍ Among the people is someone who purchases entertaining speech, music, song, etc., etc. This is talking about how the Prophet used to recite the Qur'an, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they hired some people to go start singing and dancing and start a concert right next to him, so that people wouldn't have to hear the Qur'an, so he could misguide people from the path of Allah. So they're creating a lot of noise. And then in that context, Allah says, as though there's a barrier in his ears. So the barrier in the ears is almost like the other noise that's a barrier in the ears. And you know why now here's my personal deviation. You know why I find that really scary? Because nowadays people literally have barriers in their ears. Like I've given khutbah and people have like headphones on and some teenager's going, I know he ain't listening to no Quran. Barriers in their ears, they don't even hear it. But the other ayah, where there was no barriers mentioned. You wonder, why aren't there barriers in the ear mentioned then? You know, the reason I said that's my personal deviation is because entertainment is being described as something that puts barriers in your ears, plugs in your ears. Scary. But anyway, the other side, Allah says, يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ But before that He says, وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَهَا هُزُوًا Whenever He comes to hear anything about our ayat, He turns it into a joke. So in Surah Al-Jathiyah, Allah says this person actually does listen. He listens carefully. And once he listens, he figures out a way to turn it into a joke. It would not be the right place to say as though there's a barrier in his ears. Because if there were a barrier in his ears, he wouldn't be able to use it, listen to it, manipulate it, and turn it into a joke. But it is as though he hasn't heard the truth of what it is. So he still says as though he didn't even hear what was said. But he doesn't add the barriers part, you see? SubhanAllah. How laser precise the word of Allah is and how everything fits in its place. May Allah Azza wa Jal not make us of those who have barriers in their ears and not make us of those who turn revelation into a joke. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.